Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are the inner circles, the one who makes sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am praying consistently that you are always inspired, motivated to commit to being all you are, to go deeper, to reach higher, to shine brighter, to always be striving to walk in the fullness of yourselves. I am consistently speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, that which is the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, understanding that we've been taught that life is a game, but life is the gift. And the trick here has been to put us in a place where we are thinking more highly of things than we do ourselves. And so there has to be, and there are many of us who are the voices to exalt the reality that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And to come to a point and place where we care to really cast off all of the yokes of misinformation and oppression and delusion and whatnot, to really embrace the divinity of existence itself, and to know that the even playing field is that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beating our hearts, it is breathing us, it has gifted us so much of itself. And we each have duty, obligation, and responsibilities as these points of its own very presence to exalt a full effort in our living. To be in a place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that to be standing on behalf of life itself is the right way to be. And it is that which ensures the continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet. Our realization that we are already in the realm of eternity, that eternity is the actuality, the factuality, and the earth is but as large as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is in the midst of it. And as small as she is, she looms large for each of us, who is even smaller. But we are made with trillions of cells and atoms and whatnot that are nothing but the evidence of the intelligence of existence having gifted itself to us. And as we consciously care to be fully activated, to come to that point and place where we understand that the systems that have vied for dominance in our minds to give us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life is, that we are now having to take responsibility to go deeper within ourselves, to really get clear about what it is we're living for, what truly matters to us, because we are not able to truly follow the dictates and the doctrines and the miseducation and religious training of those who have lost their way, those who have not yet come to realize and respect the sanctity and the sacredness of existence itself. We're in a place in space where we, in having an understanding and an understanding of the oneness of existence, have to come to that point in place to know that the practices and the traditions of killing and feeding off of that which has been killed is that which we cannot continue to do and have the fullness of our lives. The plethora and pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease is the evidence that there is something seriously wrong in the way that we have been educated and sublimated and commercially enticed to consistently do that which is not in our own best interest, and to feel that the degrees of our freedom is having the free will to choose that which creates sickness, illness, and disease. Having the free will to choose death. Having the free will to undermine our children. Having the free will to work on behalf of the initiatives of those whose products and ways promote debt. Capitalism is not justification for why it is that we would allow ourselves to do that which undermines everything and everybody, and then complain about the defamation and the distortion and the dysfunction and the dis-ease and the despair and all of the disparities and whatnot that have become evident as a result of the light of the people, the wealth of the people, the richness of the people, the integrity of the people, the high ethic, morality, sensibilities, and care of the people is being literally robbed and usurped from the people as a result of how the chemicals that are the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, all of the food enhancers and colors and stabilizers and all of that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we will fight for our right to be wrong, fight for our right to be civil, as opposed to consciously caring to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to be completely harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are able to truly be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. The now moment in which we're living is an opportunity for us to reverse whatever issues have begun to crystallize in our tissues from AIDS to zits, to have an understanding and an understanding of the divinity of existence. And these bodies are literally our temples, is where we meet God, where we get an opportunity to commune with God, to be in a place and space where we can hear the voice of God speaking to us, to open our hearts unto the will of God, to really guide our way and to ensure the success of our path. We're in a now moment where we must come to that place where we truly care to be remembered upon the planet and remembered with our cosmic faculties and families, to know that we are in essence nothing but spirit that is in these bodies. We are not our bodies. Our bodies are our vehicles. And why would we not care for our bodies to the same degree, even greater degrees, than we care for our automobiles and our cars and our trucks in those physical vehicles? To respect the mechanical operational functioning of a man-made thing to the degree to which you undermine yourself, where you go to the car wash and you'll vacuum your car out and you put all kinds of fragrance in and you wash it all down and wax it all up and rub it all up just to get and go to Chick-fil-A or Burger King or McDonald's afterward and dump the flesh of dead animals and the grease and stuff from pigs and all of these defiled creatures into your body temple. Capitalism is not justification for our being out of alignment with the intelligence of our own being. And people say, well, you know, it's all about the money. No, it's all about the distortion, the dysfunction, and the wickedness that results in it. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And for us to live without a regard and a respect that there is absolute law that governs us, and to have systems and institutions that exalt the legalities of a system and government that was established from the bloodshed and the disenfranchisement and the murder of millions of people, nations of people. And to think that there is some true success, that we can avoid the karmic debt that comes from it, and to be in the progression of error, and to think that all of our polished wood, metal, and stone takes the place of the real wealth and beauty of existence itself, when our being out of alignment with the truth of ourselves, our being out of alignment with the laws that govern us, our being out of alignment with the purposes of existence, is enough to disconnect us from our destiny. And destiny is literally off the planet. Where the people have lost their purpose, they literally have lost absolutely everything. because our connection to destiny is our connection to the eternal. And so as we are striving, acquiring, and doing what we do on a daily basis, brushing our teeth and bathing the outside of our bodies, and then creating constipation and congestion and acidification and toxicity by what we're feeding off of, and then going to those whose businesses these are, going to their brethren and allowing ourselves to be shot up with more and more poison as a way to dull our aches and our pains, to put us in a place where we can feel as though we've done something and we can continue to go back to those habits of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, and all of this stuff that literally robs us of our life force. And to know that we will never have a greater currency than our life currency, and there's no currency that man can create that is greater than the life currency that we already have been gifted, that did not cost us anything. For our coming to that place and space where it is our deepest desire to walk in the glory and the integrity of the truth of ourselves, in the fullness of the brilliance and the love and the light and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the ingenuity and the genius, to know that this is the gift that we've been given to have solutions to our problems and the answers to the questions, and to be able to lay a greater foundation for the continuation of our lineages to get it right. And to be all right with being all right. That sickness, illness, disease, pain, and suffering does not have to be your day to day. And where there is consistent and continuous suffering and pain and disdain and all of that, it's the evidence of us being misaligned with that which is in our best interest, whether it's dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, the accumulation of all of the nitrates and the nitrites and all of the chemicals in the body that have created acidity. And because we live in our bodies, and because our spirit is charged upon every cell, when our cells are poisoned, when our cells are heavy laden, then it will impact and affect us to the degree to which we don't feel well. When we are consuming and drinking coffee and Red Bull and all of these other beverages to a much greater degree than we're drinking water, then it undermines our kidneys. When we're smoking cigarettes and cigars and Black & Milds and other tobacco products, that we are disconnecting and distorting our relationship with that which is God, is our breath. To come to a point and place where you look yourself in the eye every day and not see God there as the true eye that sees through every eye, as the center of all being. And beingness is centered within the very presence of its absolute and cosmic reality. So our orientation and identification cannot truly be based on what nations we're part of, or what religions we've dealt with, or what scripts we read and have internalized. We are all divinely blessed as these living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We all have a direct connect with absolute love and absolute light and absolute wisdom and absolute truth with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, which is why there has been a global initiative to render us dysfunctional, diseased, anesthetized, inebriated, stupefied, intoxicated, so that we are not living in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so intelligent that it can think the thought and bring it forward, to have the powers of true creation and manifestation. And so our duty and obligation in this now moment, as a result of all of that which we are witnessing consistently in the degradation, the violation, the anesthetization, the usurpation, the subjugation, the domination, and the annihilation of all manners of species and people, is to no longer participate in our own demise, to consciously care to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge. And just becoming vegan or vegetarian is not enough, even though we are pleased to see that people are becoming very conscious and conscientious about what they're consuming. But because there is a capitalistic agenda to always gain and have and control the market share and how you buy, and to influence you in buying things through advertising and commercialism, to put you in a place where you want a plant-based burger to make you think of the joys and pleasures of eating the flesh of a dead animal. When we are not flesh eaters at all. Because if we were, then our bodies would not reject it to the degree to which we can't digest it. It can't move rapidly through our intestines. We can't extract any real life force and nutrients from it, because you cannot even guesstimate or estimate how long the spirit of the animal has been removed from it, and how much chemical and toxicity and carbon monoxide it has taken to give the perception and the illusion of that flesh being fresh with arterial blood, when there can be no arterial blood in that which is dead except the chemicals, except there be a breathing presence in it. And you are not eating a live being, you're eating something that is dead, the carcass. And we're not buzzards and vultures and hyenas. As these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, it is time for us to realize that we were divinely designed and designed divinely, and everything that is available to us as food is not food for those of us who are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and those of us who are dwelling in these body temples as the spirits of the living gods and goddesses. It is not the food of gods and goddesses. It does not facilitate the consciousness and the conscientiousness of God and goddesshood. It does not facilitate our consistent unfoldment and creative self-expression and being in a place where we're vivid in our self-reflection as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It does not provide us with the opportunity to maximize and optimize the who that we each are, or to truly fulfill the purposes of why we each are in really moving forward rapidly upon this planet by the observation and the internalization and the obeyance and obedience into the spiritual laws that govern this realm. To know that cosmic conformity is the multiplicity of diversity, and we each are our own unique expressions of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we're all brothers and sisters first, from the blackest black to the lightest light. In all of the hatred and the bigotry and the prejudice and the racism and the homophobia and all of that, is evidence first in there being a disconnect within the individual as to the divinity of their own being. And when we contact as individuals the divinity of our own beings and consciously seek to not be divided within ourselves, but to exalt a full effort in the spiritual integrity of using our mental faculties, cultivating them so that we are emotionally sound and are able to make consistent decisions that are in our best interest, and to have a full trust and faith in the choices that we're making as we make them with the conscious intention to do that which truly assists us in elevating and walking in harmony with the law that is love and the love of the law that allows us the grace and the protection, the alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be under the auspices of our souls, to ensure the progressive self-evolutionary unfoldment, and to truly activate the process of immortalization with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, so that we are always attuning, always atoning, always caring, always enhancing, always enriching, always blessing, always adding unto, always striving for the more, the depths of integrity that are consistent with the virtues of character as to who and what we truly are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as what other ones would refer to as the children of God or the children of Yahweh or Allah. It doesn't matter really the names of which gods we're calling upon, because all of the gods and the goddesses are all here to serve life itself. And even those ones who may have presented themselves in the minds and the hearts of the people as if they were the creator of all are here to serve life itself. All are here to empower us. All are here to add unto us. All, if they are true to who and what they are as intelligences of existence who have gone through whatever and how many ever incarnations to come to that place in space where they have aligned themselves with the truth of the divinity of being directly and are now guides and guardians for us. We can attune to any and all of them, but the responsibility and duty that we will always have is to respect the intelligence of our own being, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, and to understand that that is the commonality, the highest and lowest common denominator between all of who we are. And in order to truly be successful in this now moment, in order to truly be prosperous in this now moment, then we have to really have been cultivating and investing in enhancing the value and the wealth of ourselves. And there is no greater wealth than the substance of who we are as thinking, conscious, conscientious, loving, caring, creative, resourceful, talented, skillful vehicles and vessels of the intelligence of existence that is all there is as existence itself. We are in such a divine now moment to realize that there is nothing that man has made. There is nothing that man can bring into existence except from that which has already existed. And that the commitment of those who are working against themselves as they plan and plot against humanity, that they will truly have a tragic date with fate, because there is no success except in the living and the loving of the law that is love. And where we have been so immersed upon the path of adulteration, where being out of alignment and having indulged ourselves in all manners of things that have left us feeling shame and guilt and blame, insecurity, unworthiness, that we have to sit with ourselves and forgive ourselves and permeate ourselves with the thought of the gratitude and thanksgiving and forgiveness that allows us to release it all, so that we are able to accept the infinite possibilities of that which we can create from the depth of care and will and conscious intention to serve the purposes of existence in exalting a full life's urge, in cultivating our own creativity, in consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards the greatest good, towards the wholeness, towards the oneness. Understanding that life is service and that life serves us. And the greatest gift that we've been given does not require us to whore for it, to pimp and lie and steal and cheat for it, but to come to a point and place where we are joyfully and rejoicefully acceptant the blessedness of our being and consciously caring to be ever greater blessings in the lives of all we touch, and know that those blessings are like money in the cosmic bank. It always comes forward to us. But to be in a place and space where you pay so dearly for that which undermines you, pay so dearly for that which poisons you, pay so dearly for that which can be burned up and stolen and taken from you, and then cheat yourself by not investing in yourself or those who are investing in you also, is the true practice of real impoverishment. And it doesn't matter how much money you have. There is no amount of money that has greater value than one beat of our hearts or one breath that we take. So let us consciously care to be caring, to be consciously conscientious of the divinity of existence and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and that we will not, in this year, moving into a new decade, with the poisons of rotting carcasses and alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and all of the things that create cancer and heart disease and diabetes, now is the time to flip the script, to make new commitments, to change, to progress, to unfold, to self-actualize, self-realize, and stand in the integrity of the truth of who you are and what you are as this point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the cosmic I am. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I am so grateful and so thankful for you and to you, and pray that you are always finding more inspiration and motivation to be ever more disciplined in doing that which is truly in your own best interest, committing to walking in the light of the truth of the all that you are, and caring to be the light that you are in a world that really requires it in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence. We're in a now moment that is ours to claim, ours to really be in a place where we are taking charge and we're taking control of ourselves, of our minds, of our passions, our lusts, and all of that that is ours to control. Because when you do not have control over yourself and those urges and all of that, then somebody else and something else will control you. So even though slavery was abolished except by virtue of the 13th Amendment being convicted of a crime, then you have so many ones and ones who are enslaved to themselves, to their own lusts, passions, and desires that put us in a place where sex trafficking and pornography and alcoholism and addiction and all of these things are running rampant in the lives of those who really should be functioning in the light of the truth of the all that they are, as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the lowest and highest common denominator of who we are. And our coming to a point in place where we care to be all that we are is really what lends us to the opportunity and the possibility of our true success on the planet. Under a system of capitalization, we may think that success in business is success in life, but it is not necessarily. The success in the acquisition of things is not necessarily success in life. And we should have been properly oriented, religiously trained, educated, and supported by those who care to govern, to be in a place where we were supported in living, supported in exalting a full effort in our living, supported in knowing the purposes of existence, supporting in never having been poisoned so that we function optimally, cellularly. But that's like too much like right? So now we're having to really care to go deeper within ourselves, to reach the light of ourselves, the height of ourselves, to be in a place and space where it truly matters how we stand. It truly matters our collective generational contribution to the planet. It truly matters that we care to get a grip, to be in a place and space where our lives are worthy and deserving, and we're doing the inner work of the clearing ourselves of yesterday's past violations and resentments and anger and frustration and all of that stuff that whittles away at your degree of happiness and optimism and confidence and whatnot. So we're in a place now where we are being encouraged by me and so many other ones to exalt a full effort in your living, in supporting your life with each and every breath, for that which supports our life with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. It blazes a sun. It has the world spinning. We are in a cosmic orchestration of the evidence of its love for itself. It's everything and everyone everywhere. And so in this now moment, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, let us really realize that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, this intelligence of existence, is the harmony between us. It is the common unity of all beings, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And there is order and purpose in existence in our caring and being given the opportunity to clear our past life karma, to clear our way so that we can accept the divinity of ourselves, that we are in a place where we can really reach for it, dig for it, align ourselves unto it, and to be all right with being all right. And when we have a sense of knowing that everybody's right alignment has been compromised under a system of suppression and oppression and creating the depression, the violation that is being charged upon every fiber of our being. And we've not been properly supported by those institutions that have given us an orientation as to what life should be and what success in life actually is. They did not give us a proper orientation in truly respecting the divinity of existence, the divinity of our own beings, our own bodies, and our realizing how divine we actually are matters. And that we care to function harmoniously with the intelligence that beats our hearts. And people can have all kinds of conversations about what gods they worship and what scriptures they read and what books they deal with, but all of it has relevance based upon where a person is in their own growth and development. But the issue is the desire for absolute truth and the consistent commitment to being harmonized within the truth of existence, the light of existence, the love of existence, caring to be all that you are as a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To realize that we are on a planet that is spinning in space. We are already immersed in the reality of eternity, and there is absolute law that is in full effect. And our true success in life is going to be based upon our attendance and obeyance and consciously caring to be harmonized with the laws that govern our being and to know how to use those laws to our greater good, as opposed to our being negatively impacted from the misuse of ourselves, the abuse of ourselves. To stand in the light, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, is that which gives us leverage over all of the agendas that would have us compromise because they want to sell us alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all kinds of things that we bring into our body temples that undermine our cellular functioning. And to be placed in a position where we are massively consuming that which has no substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. A true food for us will help to oxygenate us, hydrate us, mineralize us, and facilitate cellular regeneration through alkalization and opening up all channels of elimination so that we can get stuff out. See, right now where we are, there are so many ones who are exalting food as if we were human eaters, that's our identity, is as human eaters or human feeders, or as other ones would refer to us as useless feeders. But our bodies are designed perfectly. And so much of what we have learned to consume as food is not really recognizable by our bodies as true food, as true nutrition, as true nourishment. And where we have been nutritionally deprived of that which oxygenates and alkalizes and mineralizes and facilitates the cleansing through the hydration and understanding that where we are now in a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, we need to get to the simplicity of it. These people try to make everything so freaking complicated so that you don't understand what's going on. And anytime you don't understand what's going on, you go run over to these people and run over to those people in the hospitals and whatnot. In the hospitals, we don't want to take anything away from them. They're trauma centers. They do trauma really well, but life, they don't do well at all. Because they don't provide you with fresh air. They don't provide you with real fresh food. They don't provide you with that which will open up all channels of elimination. It doesn't provide you with what is required in order to reverse the issues that have accumulated in your tissues as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet aspartame, and all manners of white sugar, flour products, and all of this stuff that creates all of this mucus, all of this toxicity, all of this acidity that begins to run your systems amok. And so I encourage you to reach for life on a day-to-day basis. I encourage you to really look yourself in the eye and make a decision that you truly care to live the rest of your life regenerating as opposed to degenerating. Care to look yourself in the eye and realize that there's one eye that sees through every eye, and it is the intelligence of existence. And every creature who had an eye, whose flesh we've partaken of, it is creating devastation in our body temples because it is violent. But we want to think that it's just about choice. And the choice to undermine ourselves, undermine our children, undermine our destiny, undermine the legacy of the lineages that we represent, undermine the future of generations is not the path of absolute love, light, wisdom, or truth. And where we truly get leverage in this day and time is caring to be in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, where we have leverage over those ones who would try to control us, lock us up, lock us down, have us addicted to their products and whatnot because it puts money in their pockets and thinking. They think that it secures their generations. Billions of dollars spent on poisoning people over time. I'm just saying that we are in a place in space where we are being called to rise. We are being called to honor. We are being called to exalt. We are being called to care. We are being called to love. We are being called to victory and to triumph over all of those things that would have us in a place in space where we do not feel good about being the ones we are, because we're out of integrity with the truth of the ones that we are. Life is the gift, and consciousness and conscientiousness and the capacity for contemplation, realization, meditation, reflection, repentance, the whole process of participating as intelligences of existence is something that we have the opportunity to do. Not born to slave and to work ourselves to death, to eat ourselves to death, to dissipate our life force where there's nothing left of us. This is not life. As a result of having been war gangs, a free enterprise system that lies genocide, we have to talk and we were long disciplined. And even there are numbers of ones who are switching to vegetarianism, not trying to be healthier, and all of that, it's not enough. And to come to a place and space where you realize that when you are under the auspices of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, that you really have no responsibility, duty, and obligation to those who are not in love, light, wisdom, and truth. That the love, the light, the wisdom, and the truth allows you to come to leadership if you care to really be in the integrity of the truth of yourself, because our own authenticity demands that. Because you have to lead in your own household. You have to lead wherever you are. Lead in love and light and humanity, humanitarianism, and being all that you are, is this point of the absolute, realizing that everyone we meet is just another aspect of ourselves, because we are all these points of an absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is absolutely and supremely intelligent and always present. And so the light that is absolutely everywhere, how do we get to it? We get to it through clearing and cleansing the faculties of our perception and perspective, cleaning the eye that we each are, the intelligence of our own being, by cleaning our bloodstreams, by cleaning our lymphatic systems, by consciously caring to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we can be completely revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of the presence of the absolute. To understand that we live actually in our bodies, and whatever boxes we dwell with, or where our things are stored and where we may sleep and refresh ourselves and whatnot, that we can walk away from those places and never have to return to them, because we actually live in our bodies. And to come to a point and place where you will wash the outside of your body and brush your teeth every day, maybe even more than once a day, depending on your activities, but you do nothing to cleanse the inside of your body consciously. And then you have been sublimated and behaviorally modified to bring things into your body where you live that take on a life of their own. Parasites and worms, organisms, bacteria, viruses that begin to dwell with you, feed on you. And it's not a pretty sight. Nobody's really talking about it the way that it should be talked about, based upon how much carcass people have eaten over the years. And I'm saying, let's cleanse, let's get right. Be all right with being cleaned up. You understand? Now, if you're walking along and all of a sudden you fall into a pit of feces, it doesn't even matter whose feces it is, you are going to be getting out and trying to get out the best way you can, calling and screaming for help. And once you get out, you're not going to go and hang out with your boys. You ain't going to go and try to be making love with somebody. You ain't going to, you understand? You're not going to do anything other than try to get cleaned up. And you will stay in that shower and get in that tub and bathe and bathe and bathe until the stench is no longer in your nostrils. And I'm just saying is that when you are in a body that for all intensive purposes is a closed vessel in the sense, and you're feeding off of that which is supposed to rot. You understand? The flesh of a dead animal is supposed to rot. But when you're eating things from the fast food places and stuff that are shot up with so much preservative that it doesn't even rot, doesn't decay, but it's in your body. So those chemicals are there. Those preservatives are there. And then that which you do bring into your body that's not shot up with all of those preservatives and whatnot, then that will rot in your body. It has to decay because we do not have the hydrochloric acid to liquefy the flesh of dead animals. And I have to be very, very, very intense about our knowing what's causing disease. Because if you put chicken and fish and pork chops and shrimp and all of this in your trash can, and then you put beer on top of that, and you put Kool-Aid on top of that, and sugar on top of that, and donuts on top of that, and bread and cheese and milk and eggs and all of that, I guarantee you it's going to be a stench out of this world. So why would we put that stuff in our bodies? And a lot of people really don't get that this is where the real revolution starts. This is where we really facilitate our conscious unfoldment. This is where we really have the opportunity to circumvent the devastation that's coming as a result of the karmic debt of those who are violators, usurpers, bastardizers. You understand? Murderers and slaughterers and incarcerators. You understand? We are in a now moment where it is our time to make a clear decision that we care to truly live our lives. Not be dying our lives, to truly exalt life, not be feeling as though life is expendable. That's not the mentality that those who are of that source that we refer to as God, you understand, that is not the mentality that we should have, that we don't really care what we're doing. We just going to do whatever the hell we want to do because we have the free will to do that, regardless of who it impacts. You understand, each individual one of us should not be divided within ourselves. We should be consciously caring to be whole, to have a balanced male-female Godhead. You understand, where we are following the dictates of that which is light, that which ensures our progression. Because the more light we aspire towards and we utilize it and we harmonize with it, then the more light we can come into. How much more light is there? It's infinite as to how much light is available to us, how much wisdom is available to us, how much knowing of ourselves is available to us, how comfortable we can be in walking as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. See, we have been socialized to feel as though our education has given us what we really require to be successful in life. But what we see is that the world is not being undermined by illiterate people. And so those of us who have been educated and exalt education as a way to upgrade our status and our income and all of that, then we still need to be about the purposes of existence and the perpetuation of life. Self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, and consciously caring to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet by virtue of the gifts that we've received from all of these dynamic spirits that have already come and gone and some who are still with us. We share this now moment of eternity with so much greatness, so much phenomenalness, that it is absolutely amazing that you would care to not be who you are. And so as a result of us being on the path of adulteration, whereby 21, we're labeled adult, adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended, then we are consciously caring to really accept initiation off that path of adulteration, to be securely grounded upon the path of maturation, where that core of divinity is finding its cultivation and expression in life that benefits absolutely everyone and everything. And there's no one who can estimate or guesstimate how much power one can have aligned with the absolute one that beats everybody's heart and breathes everyone. And so there are distinctions that have to be made in terms of who it is you're working for, what it is you are applying yourself to. Because people would think that, okay, well, I'm going to get off the plantation, I'm going to be self-employed. And being self-employed does not necessarily mean that when you have not understood how to best support yourselves and create a very vital, strong, and steady life currency. You understand? Your life currency is laying foundation for your creativity. And when you are still supporting the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industry, and those who have to stay high on the marijuana and whatnot, then you really are a detriment to your cells. And after a while, the cells are going to be heavy laden if they're not already heavy laden with the toxicity, with the chemicals, with the poisons, with the mucus, with the acidity. And so I am suggesting that we care. See, because we will never do something we do not care to do. And when you do it with carelessness, then it will negatively impact other ones. The issue is that what we're thinking and what we're doing most directly impacts ourselves first and other ones. So yes, we do care to be caring, to be care-filled, to be in a place where we are doing no harm, to accept correction, and to give thanks that we can correct ourselves. Give thanks that we can make better choices. Give thanks that we can think a better thought, a greater thought. Give thanks that we can be forgiven and we can have compassion and we can really see the divinity of all things and all ones. Give thanks that we are in a place and space where the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to each of us and we are so grateful for our portion. Give thanks that we're in a place and space where in our now moment we can dwell in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of what the situations and circumstances are, that we are able to invoke and call forth the victory and the triumph over all of that by really being very focused in the absolute reality of the divinity of existence and the power that we have with each and every word and every thought that we think to recreate ourselves and our situations and circumstances to come to a point and place where we are all right with taking responsibility for what we want to manifest and will manifest in our lives. There is no one who's going to care more for you than you do. And if you have someone who's trying to care for you more than you do, and you don't get a hint to care for yourself more so that you can reflect back the love that is being given you and shown you, then you will miss something that you should not be missing. Because when it's love and when it's care, and when it's uplifting, and when it's enhancing, and when it's inspiring, and when it's edifying, and when it's allowing you to come into a greater depth of yourself, then know that it is God. And some people think that the system of things can justify why it is that we are not living in the way that is consistent with the way of light and the way of God and the way of truth and the way of peace and the way of progression. But that only lasts until we are confronted with the consequences of our impatience and our carelessness and being distracted with all the distortion and rendered dysfunctional. But you can choose better. Because you can choose love and you can choose light and you can choose to be completely cleared and cleansed. And we will not support the violation of ourselves with the violation of other beings or the intoxicants and the inebriants and all of the things that anesthetize us and stupefy us and put us in a place and space where we're creating sickness, illness, and disease. There is perfection that is an inherent part of existence, and it beats our hearts and it breathes us. And all we really need to do is to honor ourselves, honor our temples, honor the reality that we're divinely designed and designed divinely so that we are able to truly be the vehicles and vessels of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, prosperity, and to be in the frequency of true dignity and high ethic and high morality and integrity and all of that that secures us in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That cosmic I am. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.